What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Why Passport Bros Deserve to Get Offlined in Colombia. So I missed my trash airlines, or I mean Spirit Airlines, today. They rebooked me for tomorrow's flight. They didn't charge me for it. The woman working there wanted to charge me for it, but the guy was like, nah, bro, it's cool. You know, they wanted to charge me $99, but the guy was like, dude, it's all good, man. Just come back tomorrow on time. You know, this just goes to show you guys that women are what, on the, you know, the mayor of MGTOW, Drexel. He called them the German shepherds, you know. Women are like sticklers for rules and they always obey their master. This is why I tell you guys, whenever possible, try to deal with a man. Unless a bitch is like physically interested in you guys, don't deal with women, because women will always try to, I'm trying to get rid of the lights behind us, you know. They stand out. No, that's fine. So, women will always try to like toe the line, and they'll always try to nickel and dime you. They'll always give you a hard time because that's what bitches do, you know. I remember I bought a TV from Sam's Club, and the TV went bad. I took it back to like fucking Sam's, and the woman there, you know, they were like trying to like fix the TV, like, and the guy working there was like, just return the goddamn thing, you know, give him a new one, you know. It's not their money or anything, you know. See, that's the thing about women, guys, you know. Bitch, it's not your money. That $99 you're gonna charge me, you know, Spirit ain't gonna give you a cut of that, you know. That freaking TV, even if it was my fault the TV was broken, you know, is Sam's gonna give you, Sam's Club, is, are they gonna give you a reward? Are they gonna give you a pay raise? Hell no, they ain't. It's just that women, A, are sticklers for rules, and B, they just want to give you a hard time because, you know, that's what bitches do, you know? So, yeah, whenever possible, dudes, outside of, yeah, I'd like fries with that, don't deal with women in the business, you know? And it's always good to have women working for you because they'll go to bat for you, meaning that they'll follow your rules, you know? Of course, you know, that's not good customer service, you know? But if you want a German shepherd, if you want somebody who's going to toe the line, you know, hire woman. But, you know, there's an old saying in the Jewish community, what's good for us is bad for the goy. What's bad for the goy is good for us, you know. You know, it's bad for us to deal with woman, but it's good for us to hire woman because they'll go to bat for us, you know. Terrence Pop today on Facebook, same thing with Aaron Clary, they posted a post of a woman who was an executive at Porsche, the car company in Germany, I think, and she threw out her brand new baby, you know, she had a new baby, you know, like brand new born baby, she threw it out of the window, obviously the kid died, you know, and she said, I threw out my baby because my baby is gonna impact my career at fucking Porsche. Well, guess what, bitch, now you're not only are you gonna go to prison, but you ain't gonna be working at Porsche no more, you know. But this just goes to show you guys that women shouldn't be in the workplace to begin with. You know, God is going to show you guys the hard way that Islam is right about Jews. Islam is right about women. And what you do with Jews, in particular dirty Jews, is that you chop off their heads. When it comes to women, the only right a woman has is to get a zinc shot to the back of the head or on her chest, like on that chronic cyst. Anyways, so let's get into this video, why passport bros deserve to get offline here in Colombia. Okay, guys? Now, I've been coming to Colombia for years. I love Colombia. I never had a problem here. As long as you are nice to everybody, you look respectable, you mind your own goddamn business, you know, you don't walk around as if you own the country, people are gonna respect you, dudes, you know. The problem with the passport bros, especially the black dudes, is that when they come here, you know, they think to themselves that they actually own the country, you know. This is why passport bros get offline. It's because they walk around with that attitude of, yeah, bro, you know, I'm gonna wear fucking sunglasses at 1 o'clock at night walking around El Centro thinking I'm Jay-Z in his prime, you know. The people don't like that, you know. So there are two types of passport bros who come to Colombia, guys, and both of them deserve to be offline, you know, not because they're bad people, but like TFM said, they're genetically inferior. They shouldn't be here to begin with, you know. Again, not saying they're bad people. I'm simply saying if it wasn't for modern Western civilization, these people would not have survived. In fact, their genetically inferior fathers probably wouldn't have had them in the first place. So the two types of passport bros who do come to Colombia, guys, you got the old, fat, ugly black dudes, you know, the guys who were losers all their life. And now that they actually made some money because, you know, they're working as a fucking bus driver at LA County or Miami-Dade County. And they were able to, like, put together a week's worth of, you know, a paid vacation or something. You know, they come down here to Colombia and they walk around, you know, thinking that they're 15, 16, that they're the captain of the football team. You know, this is why they're cracking down on the pedophiles here in Colombia, because a lot of these old, fat, ugly black guys in their 50s and 60s, you know, they never ever had that high school experience of being the captain of the football team and smashing a hottie when they're 16, 17 years old. So when they come here, they go after 15, 16 year old woman, you know, which is fucking creepy as fuck and illegal as fuck, but that's the passport bros, you know. Then the second type of passport bros are white cells, curry cells, and rice cells, okay? Rice cells are Asian cells, okay? You know, and I would honestly say the black guys are not as sad and pacific as the other races, and the reason behind it, you know, when a black dude who's 50, 60 years old comes over here, you know, you'd be like, all right, you know, maybe 30, 40, 50 years ago, he was all right. But when you see like white dudes, Asian dudes, Indian dudes in their early mid 20s and they're fugly as fuck, it's like, yeah, these people never had a chance to begin with, which is really sad if you think about it. So the problem with the passport bros, guys, is that they're just subhumans, you know. They come here, they make us all look bad. Just walking around Cartagena, walking around Medellin, walking around Guatapé, you see these passport bros walking around, you know, they're sex tourists. You know, they're sex tourists. You know, look, man, if you're a passport bro, you are a sex tourist. Ain't no way you're going to escape that label, okay? And I know a lot of people out there, you know, are saying, oh man, I was a passport bro before passport bro was a thing. The proper term for somebody like me who travels the world to go where they're treated best, you know, that nomad capitalist guy, I believe he trademarked that slogan, go to where you are treated best, okay? That's a geomaxer, okay? I go to where I am treated best, you know? I'm not treated good in Egypt because, you know, they get jealous, obviously. So I don't go to Egypt. I go to Ukraine. I go to Colombia. I go to countries where I maximize my returns geographically at that country. That's a geomaxer, you know? So all of you guys out there who claim to be like passport bros, listen, if you claim to be a passport bro, okay, you're gonna fall under four or five categories: pedophile, incel, sexual predator, creep, or homosexual, okay guys? Because there's a lot of homosexuals in the passport bro movement. You know, back in America they want to stay in the closet, but when they come here to Colombia, because the leader of the passport bro movement said Colombia is Disneyland, you can do whatever the fuck you want that makes you happy. So a lot of homosexuals in the passport bro movement, you know, a lot of fucking pedophiles in the passport bro movement, and of course they're all incels, okay? It is what it is. So any of you guys out there who are not a homosexual, you're not a pedophile, you're not a sexual predator, you're not an incel, don't refer to yourself as a passport, bro. Refer to yourself as a Geomaxer. You don't want to be associated with niggers, okay? Look, if you're a passport, bro, you're a nigger, okay? I don't care if you're black, white, Asian, Puerto Rican. If you're a passport, bro, you're a nigger. It is what it is. There is no two way around it, okay, guys? So, a lot of these passport bros, when they come to places like Colombia, man, again, they want to act like they own the place. That's what the old black men do. Then the young guys in their 20s. I mean, look, dudes. If you're a fucking fugly dude and you're walking around as a sex tourist, ain't nobody gonna fucking respect you guys, okay? Here in Colombia, see, there's something about America and Western civilization in general, America in particular. There's a lot of, how do I say it? There's a lot of dysgenics in America, okay? And that's due to the fact that there's a lot of genetically inferior men out there who had kids. They shouldn't have had kids, and their kids should not have survived. But due to Western civilization, they did. So there's a lot of genetically inferior Americans. And of course, you know, Indians, because of the inbreeding, they're inferior, okay? Rice cells, aka Asians, you know, they're not that much better than they're not that much better than the curry cells, you know. This is why we hear of curry cells and Asians getting offline here in in Colombia. Because at the end of the day, these people don't respect you, man. You know, when I walk around, you know, yeah, somebody might say, oh, single dude, good looking dude walking around, he might be a sex tourist. But at the end of the day, guys, compared to what I have seen here in the passport bro movement, dudes, I'm like fucking top tier compared to the passport bro movement. And that's fucking sad, by the way, okay, if you think about it. So, you know, a couple of days ago, I was in Guatapé, okay, guys? I love going to Guatapé. It's nice. It's cool. You know, I made a video from there. And I went to my favorite panaderia, which is a pantry. It's where they do sweets and shit like that, like Panera bread. Panera bread comes from the word panaria or whatever it is, meaning like baked goods. Anyway, so I go there and I order my Colombian donut and coffee. And the Colombian donut, it just literally came out of the oven or the fryer or wherever the hell it comes from. It was so chewy that I got off my table to go order another one, and I left my coffee on the table. So when I left my table to go order another Colombian coffee, guess what? The lady working there, you know, she thought I was gone because he had outdoor seating, right? So she threw away my like full cup of coffee, and when I go back to the table, you know, I look like, ah, dang it. And then, you know, a Colombian two tables away is like, Señor, over here. And, you know, I look at him like, no, dude, no. You're going to fucking rape me. You're going to drug me. You're going to kill me. So he raises a cup of coffee. It's not my cup of coffee, but he raises a cup of coffee that he had ordered that's untouched, you know. And he's like, for you. And I'm like, thank you, sir. You know, I took it, I drank it, and yeah, thank you. Have a good rest of your day, you know. Because of the passport bro movement, guys like me are scared of Colombians. You know, I'm scared that somebody might try to like fucking murder me. I'm scared of women who might try to scopamine me, but that's reserved for passport bros, okay? That's not reserved for me, you know. Guys, I would never ever do a video like this in Cartagena, okay? You don't see me walking around fucking Colombia. I mean, in Guatapé, I do it. But normally, guys, I don't walk around fucking Colombia doing this walk and talk MGTOW shit. Because, you know, I get a mark on my back. You know, people would be, oh, get the gringo, right? But now I'm doing it. And the reason why I'm doing it is that, see, at the end of the day, guys, the passport bro movement is a net positive for me, okay? Because people look at me, then they look at the passport bros, and they're like, oh, shit, this guy is a total and complete opposite of the passport bro, okay? He's not some 60, 70-year-old, fat, ugly, black guy, you know, trying to look like he's JC in his prime. You know, he's not some fucking deformed white cell, Asian cell, curry cell, you know, who's walking around Bob's and Vagine, you know. So the passport bro movement actually made me look good, you know. So, do the passport bros deserve to get offlined? Well, again, if it wasn't for Western civilization, they would not be alive because they have inferior genetics, you know. Here in Colombia, where, again, you know, it's more natural than America, you know, this is why you don't see autistic people in Colombia. You know, when I was in Mexico, I don't see autistic people, you know. I don't see genetically inferior people because you have to understand, man, you know, first of all, woman ain't gonna bust it wide open to some genetically inferior dude, you know. There is a reason why single motherhood is big in Latin America, because the woman, they bust it open to, you know, the genetically superior alpha males, you know. In America, Western civilization, a woman would bust it open to some incel so she can divorce rape him later on. But here, because you don't have divorce rape, they don't have child support, they don't have any of that mumbo jumbo, you know, a woman is gonna, there is no incentive for a Latin woman to bust it wide open to some incel. They're gonna bust it wide open to the alpha male, you know. And this is why you don't see genetically inferior / dysgenic men in Latin America. So when these passport bros come here, who are obviously genetically inferior, they're dysgenic, they're gonna get offline. And again, that's nature taking its course. Now, I'm not a fan of offlining passport bros simply because they're passport bros. You know, I'm not a fan of that. I'm not condoning that by any stretch of the imagination. I'm simply saying, if we go by nature, yeah, passport bros are gonna get offlined because, again, going by nature, they shouldn't even be here to begin with because they have inferior genetics. So, tomorrow, guys, I'm gonna go to the airport early. Apparently, so here's the problem, okay? Apparently, when you have a boarding pass and you're traveling internationally, see, the thing with Spirit Airlines is that, see, this was the problem I had today, okay? With Spirit Airline, as you guys know, if you travel with Spirit Airlines inside of America, you get your you can get a boarding pass digitally, okay? So, of course, with that boarding pass, if you're like me, you don't have any baggage, there's no reason to go to the check-in counter. You're just gonna go directly to the gate, right? So today, that's exactly what I did. I went to the gate and they're like, you're supposed to check in. And I'm like, nobody told me that I need to check in. I mean, you guys see the boarding pass. It clearly says, you know, it has all the information on it. I mean, it didn't. If it told me to go check in, I'd have checked in. And the lady was like, oh, well, you should have been here earlier. And I'm like, so the guy intervened, you know, I think he was the leader of the whole thing. And he was like, dude, don't worry about it. Come back tomorrow and we're going to rebook you for free. And yeah, the lady finally, you know, took the guy's command because he was in charge. You know, if it was up to her, you know, she would have like scolded me for coming late and, you know, made me pay $99 a rebooking fee. But the dude was like, don't worry, we're gonna take care of it. But, you know, even at that, the lady, you know, she was a cute Afro-Colombiana, you know. I like cute Afro-Colombianas, I'm not gonna lie. So she was like, please, sir, come to the airport early. I'm like, yes, ma'am, you'll be the first person I see tomorrow, you know. I think I was kind of flirting with her. She was kind of flirting with me. I like Afro-Colombianas, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not into dark meat, but, you know, Afro-Colombianas have some sort of cuteness to them, you know. So, yeah, guys, tomorrow get to the airport, God willing, around 11:30. Go to the check-in counter, get a paper ticket, because apparently they have to, like, verify my documents. I mean, I don't know why I've flown with Spirit Airlines for fucking years. I mean, they got my passport. I mean, it's like, you all know, you all got my passport, you all got all that information. What the fuck you all need me to go to the counter for, you know? But it is what it is. So, yeah, guys, last day in Cartagena again, guys. Like I said, Cartagena is so goddamn hot. I mean, if you think Miami's bad when it comes to heat and humidity, oh, you haven't seen Cartagena yet, you know? Yeah, Colombia, guys, plane tickets are so freaking cheap. The flight time is like 3 hours, so I can come here anytime I want, you know. It's not a problem. So, yeah, guys, I'll be back here, God willing, in a couple of weeks, you know. So this is probably going to be my last video from Colombia until I come back. And again, guys, like I said, you know, before the passport full movement, I wouldn't dare do a video like this out in the open in case somebody, like, tries to steal the phone or somebody tries to, like, kill me, because now they know I'm a freaking gringo, because obviously I'm talking English. But now, guys, I'm not afraid anymore. And again, that's because the passport bros are such sad, pathetic, genetically inferior losers that when the natives look at me, they're like, oh shit, this guy is hella superior to these niggers. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.